SVG Program Director for the World Pediatric Project, WPP, Sigmund Wiggins, said if Vincentians become complacent and there is another spike in COVID-19 cases, it would negatively impact the medical missions to St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He said the WPP wants to ensure they can provide medical assistance to all children in need.
I would like to encourage the Vincentian population to seek their best to adhere to all the COVID protocols. Once there's an increase in COVID, it is unlikely that our teams will travel to administer the necessary medical care that our Vincentian children and regional children are so desperately in need of. And so I just want to encourage you to keep adhering to our COVID protocols. We have become a bit lackadaisical relative to the observance of the protocols, but we just need to ensure that we do our part to keep it down, because just for adventure, that neurosurgery team was not able to come. That one young man, 12 years, Vincentia National, who was not a part of our initial setup, but was able to access the WPP care. Just imagine if we had an upsurging COVID and the team was not able to travel, then he would have been at risk of not receiving the needed care that he wanted at the time. So I just want to encourage us to keep COVID on the front line of our minds and follow the necessary protocols as best as we can.
SVG Program Director for the World Pediatric Project, WPP, Sigmund Wiggins. Regionally, the Ministry of Health and Wellness in Jamaica reported 65 new COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours, bringing the infection total to 144,997. Only one death was recorded, bringing the total number of deaths confirmed in Jamaica to 3,174. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 88,565. Internationally, U.S. President Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 and is isolating at the White House. The 79-year-old, who is fully vaccinated and has twice received booster jabs, is experiencing very mild symptoms and will continue to carry out all his duties. Meanwhile, Chinese officials have apologized to residents of a locked-down community in Gangzhou for removing the locks on the doors to their homes. A number of people at the apartment complex in the southern Chinese city had recently tested positive for COVID. Officials were searching for close contacts who may have been hiding in an attempt to avoid being moved to a quarantine center. China maintains a strict zero COVID policy and quarantines are common. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.